It happens on the timescale of years rather than, you know, decades or hundreds of years or even hundreds of thousands of years.
This is Hypothesis, WNYC's look at science in our area. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about how living in a big city can change you, even if you're a mouse.
What we've discovered recently is that evolution can actually be quite rapid.
Dr. Jason Munshie South is an associate biology professor at Fordham University. He studies the way animals adapt to living in busy, populated areas, like New York City.
We're starting to see more and more examples of species that are adapting to urban life.
For example, the white-footed mouse has roamed this area since long before there was a New York City. But as the dense woods they lived in became a concrete metropolis, they've had to make some major adjustments.
Their metabolism can change, and it can actually change in fundamental chemical ways that get passed on to the next generation.
They're able to eat the things available in the city, like the brush beneath trees that 1,000 years ago might have been eaten by deer. Munshie South also found that the animals' immune systems have changed, making them better able to deal with heavy metals and pollution. He says it's clear. Cities are driving unintentional evolution.
We are shifting ecosystems much more rapidly than perhaps they have in the past. And it's really, you know, sort of a survival of the fittest where they either survive in this modified landscape or they don't.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.